Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Johnny and LD here. LD put together a new cartoon. Oh. If you watch those cartoons, especially the recent ones on the Todd and Tyler YouTube or on our Twitter or Facebook, you can check them out. You have a crawl going in the background, and because, you got to read those crawls. Remember, like at the beginning of Simpsons, when Bart would write something. There was always something different every day. That's what you do.
Yeah.
In that crawl, you can read different stuff.
In the studio, you have the TV going on, and you have news because you need to know if something's happening.
Right.
And so I put that in the cartoon. This was a while back when I got the new software that I could do this stuff.
Yeah, because without the TV, we have no idea.
What's going on?
Yeah. Find out what's going on.
I mean, immediate news. So anyway, so I wanted to make it look like the studio, so I put the TV in there.
Actually.
So I changed the crawl every cartoon. So I grab, and I'm not creative, so I use the Onion.
And they are. The Onion is the best.
And so there's a politics feed, there's an entertainment feed, there's a sports crawl. So
All right, check them out when you check out the cartoon. At TNT Radio Empire. It's on the Twitter. It's on the Facebook. It's also on the Todd and Tyler YouTube. Tony's with us. Also, comedians Pete Lee and Greg Gillespie. Excuse me.
Steve Gillespie.
I know a guy in radio. That's his name. I'm sorry. I know a guy named Greg Gillespie years ago. Steve Gillespie is going to stop in with Pete Lee and Pete Lee's new lady.
Yes.
The second Jamie.
Jamie 2.0.
I'm not going to say it to her face. I'm sure she's really nice.
And she's tired of hearing that already from his friends.
All right.
And,
But that's what we friends do, though. We be our old horse.
Guys are ignoring my orders not to chime in about women's issues.
Oh, really? They're ignoring you, so don't read them.
I don't even know why I engage them.
You shouldn't. I know that, and that's me telling you that.
Yeah.
I only engage Husker fans as fun, but I used to think that was not serious, but apparently people take that seriously.
They take it seriously.
Because we're hypocrites.
Well,
Well, you know, we're white guys telling white guys not to make any comments. And I'm not saying white guys. We're saying all guys don't understand the issues that women go through.
We're also on their side. We also say vote against these guys.
Yeah.
So don't
we're also
vote against these guys.
But what we're saying, well, first of all, we're all hypocrites. Everyone's a hypocrite.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone has something that
they're times are changing.
They end up being hypocritical about.
Right.
But what we're saying is we don't know. We're not in their shoes.
But a lot of guys act like they are.
Yeah.
That's my problem with those guys.
Like they know. Mm. Let me see if I can find something a little more uplifting.
Please.
Oh,
please.
No, this one isn't. But I'll get to one that is.
All right.
Don't say my name.
Oh, the guy that was the guy that was raped as a 12-year-old.
And a victim of child rape.
Right.
12 years old, didn't come forward till he was...
What was a priest's name?
20 years ago, it was not a priest.
Okay. Oh, that's rare.
It infuriates me when I hear sarcastic things like, oh, that's convenient you came forward now.
Oh, I've heard dudes tell me that before.
Yeah.
I said, what are you talking about?
Victims of sex crimes feel a horrible collection of emotions. Shame, guilt, violation, self-loathing, to name only a few. Obviously, keep my name off of the air should you choose to read this live. But please know, Dr. Mina, not all men need this self-reflection that you prescribe. Some of us suffer with you. And now, we'll lighten things up a little bit. Had to share this because it made me laugh. Last Friday at work, I get a call from a mom at it's a local convenience store.
There are two people in a car that are doing inappropriate things. I mean, I'm just out here pumping my gas, and I have two minors in the car.
Smashing?
Of course, my mind goes to the gutter, and I almost asked if they were doing the So Tom.
Yeah.
So Tom.
And then she just blurts out, she's giving him a...
Yeah. This is his mom saying that to her?
No, no. This is the caller. She's the 911
operator. Oh, 911. Okay, okay, okay.
She's giving him a So Tom. Except she uses the word in the most annoyed voice. I said,
so, that's a great. That's, I wish I could. I can get, every time I got gas yesterday, I didn't get nothing. No.
Of course, ma'am. I'll take care of it. Imagine having to put that call over the radio.
So what are they going to do? Race to the gas station before it's over?
I guess. I don't know.
You kids, stop that.
Yeah. Lights, sirens, the whole thing. Let's go.
How close was she to the other car? Because usually when the cars are getting gas, you're not standing right next to the other car. There's a pump between you.
Maybe she's wandering around.
She's just checking out.
She was into it.
Wow. I've been there all week, and I haven't found one yet, but I finally found one.
Yeah, but sometimes the car is right next to you as well.
That's true.
Yeah,
she should have said, you're doing that wrong. Let me show you. Yeah.
Take out your teeth. Yeah. That's how you do that. That's how you do that.
Now, that's Larry's ladies.
So, Tom.
Oh, Larry. All right.
You leave my dad out of this.
It was in a good light.
Yeah. I know.
He was the winner in that situation.
But I'm sure he doesn't appreciate it.
That'd be kind of embarrassing, though. You call the wrong woman and say, did you leave your teeth here?
Yeah. Oh, that would suck.
And it's not hers.
Right.
Oh, no, I got mine.
You have to have them all come over for a feeting. Kind of like Cinderella.
It's a Cinderella story. Cinderella story.
She ran out, dropped them on the stoop, and you had to find her the next day. Do these teeth fit you? Oh, there's a bunch of toothless ladies at the home there. We're making it sound worse.
Throwing their teeth away just in case those fit.
Yeah, exactly. They're mine.
The juggler's a little nervous because now they know about each other.
All right.
Does these teeth fit?
I got some teeth and some polydent for you, baby.
Yeah.
And as an addendum to what Todd said.
What'd he say? I wouldn't listen.
It is Bill Murray's birthday today.
Oh, it is Bill Murray.
I love Bill.
How about that?
Yeah.
I love Bill.
Mm-hmm. You know how old Bill is?
I want to say about 80.
65-ish?
67, 8.
8, yeah.
68, okay.
68?
Yeah,
him and Chevy Chase, best friends.
68.
Not best friends.
No.
70.
Nope, 68.
That's close, right?
68.
I expected more out of you, Tony. All my 30-something friends, if anyone's over, say, the age of 58, he must be 70.
No, I thought he's been around for so long, Bill Murray.
No, I guessed it.
He's not 70. Right.
Yeah, I thought he was older.
No, I didn't. I knew he wasn't 70. No, I figured him for mid-60s.
Yeah,
I always thought he was older. Because Stripes came out in, what, 80?
80.
Well, he always.
5,
he looked older.
He always looked older.
Old.
He's looked older.
Was before that?
Yeah. Stripes is 82.
Okay. See, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, wow. See, he looked older.
I deferred the IMDb right over there.
Yeah.
82. Wow.
To the IMDb savant.
The irritable movie database from Tyler.
That's a little different, though. I saw that movie by myself. A woman broke up with me. We were down at the beach, and I drove home, and I was bummed out. I stopped in and saw that movie, so I knew exactly when I saw it in the theater. So that's the reason I knew that one.
It's 81.
Damn it. No, it was 81, then. You're right. The way she broke up with me. Yeah.
81.
Wow.
Did she break up with you, like, in Stripes?
Like
the show? No, it was before Stripes.
No. That's okay.
Hitting it over to late.
We probably wouldn't have got along anyway.
Really? Really? Really?
I think she's a little bit too...
You and a woman that you knew 100 years ago might not have made it.
I think she... But there are guys who are still with those women. I don't know how they do that.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about those guys.
But
I'm
I
talking
loved
about
her.
You.
I loved her in college.
I understand. You loved any number of women throughout the years.
Yeah, I have.
You didn't know. Or at least liked them a lot.
Or liked them a lot.
You didn't know what love was.
Yeah, I don't think he was ready to settle down then.
I dug her, though.
He may not have been ready to settle down. No. He may have thought he was.
No, I don't even think he thought he was.
She bummed me out, man. She bummed me out.
Yeah.
And I was into her, but I don't think we would have stuck together because I think she might have been a little more conservative than I was even at the time. And I think that would have gotten away.
Yeah. She might not have liked the eventual dovetailing either.
Yeah, I guarantee she wouldn't like that.
She may not have appreciated.
And you probably
she got out just in time.
You probably
exactly.
waited.
I was only a junior in college. She got rid of my ass.
You probably waited upwards of 10 days before you had another chick. So I mean, you know, you really did grieve over her loss.
That's great. You went and saw Stripes.
By myself.
Yeah. That's great.
Well, you would.
I was driving past the movie theater. I drove back from the beach, a 3-hour drive.
Oh, that's
dropped
great.
Her off at her house. First of all, we drove back from the beach 2 hours to about 2.5 hours to her house, and she broke up with me at the beach.
Ooh.
So that sucked.
So you had to take her home.
And it was a breakup where I didn't want it, you know. Yeah. But when I dropped her off, it was like a load off, you know.
Yes.
Then I stopped and saw a movie by myself.
Well, yeah.
That's kind of a risk for her because you could have just left.
I was
from the beach,
but I was not
her.
A mean guy. Yeah. She didn't want me anymore.
Yeah, you don't break up with your ride.
Yeah, there was no Uber back in the day. Exactly. There was no Uber.
Wait,
I was her
wait
ride.
2 hours, then break up.
You got to catch a greyhound at that point.
Pull in here and get some gas.
Can you, one more for old times' sake.
Right. You're down to a quarter tank or so. And
one more.
So am I.
Yeah. One more for old times' sake. I used to say. She denied that too.
Imagine that.
I know.
Stunning.
Oh no, whatever. Stripes 81. That's it.
81 Stripes.
June of 81.
Oh, that's
summer. Yeah, movie
that was a brand new movie. Yep. It was packed, and I'm by myself, which is really weird.
Okay, there's a lot of ladies checking in and want to know how you can share Dr. Mina's rant.
It should be posting on the podcast anytime here.
Okay.
So.
All right.
I just said it. It takes 5-10 minutes or so after I set it to publish.
It'll be up on the podcast.
How many movies have you gone to by yourself?
That was weird because that's when nobody ever did that back then. Nobody did that. That's a total adult thing. I'm like 20 years old. And
right.
I went to the theater when it was packed. So I end up, it looked like pretty obvious I was by myself because everybody around me knew they weren't with me.
But maybe everyone around you thought you were with someone else.
Assumed, oh, right, true, exactly. Yeah. I mean, literally, it was packed. People beside you, people in front of you, the whole way around.
Yeah. I don't think
I've seen maybe...
there's no shame in that.
3 movies by myself.
No, there is no shame. But still, people don't... A lot of people
can't
do
it. I know.
Won't
I used
or
to,
can't.
Yeah. I used to do it more during the day when I worked evenings in radio because it was so hot outside. Go sit in the air conditioning and watch a movie, you know.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Why won't they do it? For fear of looking like a loser?
Oh, a lot of people don't do that.
Yeah.
I generally don't.
Yeah.
And I could.
I actually don't mind it. I kind of like it. Once the movie starts, I'd rather be by myself.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's no whispering and nobody saying
exactly.
Dick to you. You
that's
know?
Right, yeah.
Exactly. Or whatever they say to you. Sometimes
the popcorn,
they say that.
The popcorn people trick doesn't work with strangers, though. That's a problem. That popcorn trick, the strangers get pissed on that one.
See, the theater I go to a lot now, they bring the popcorn out in metal bowls. It's tough.
Huh? Bring your own bowl with a hole in it.
Yeah.
That does make it more difficult.
Yeah.
It just have a few dents on the bottom.
Sir, why are you bringing an angle grinder into the theater?
Gotta put
no
a hole
reason.
Gotta put a hole in this.
A lawsuit against World Wrestling Entertainment over concussions is being thrown out by a federal judge in Connecticut. About 60 former professional wrestlers filed the suit, claiming that the WWE failed to protect them from repeated head trauma, causing permanent damage.
Watch a wrestling match. That is repeated head
trauma.
Even fake
folding
punches hurt, right?
And,
folding chairs, exactly.
The judge ruled that the claims were frivolous or filed too late, after the statute of limitations had expired. They plan to appeal that decision. A difficult story in Maryland. And here in the last few days.
Somebody says, anytime he hears Maryland, they sing
Maryland.
That song.
Yeah.
They sing the song in
the
car.
Know the words to it.
Yeah.
A difficult story out of Maryland. You know, here in the last few days, a lot of police, a lot of people have been shot.
Yeah.
Well, in Maryland, a man who shot a couple of officers will not be charged.
He shot cops?
Yes.
How come?
The officers were moving in on an alleged drug dealer, but they were at the wrong address. As officers were executing the search warrant, they were met by a man with a shotgun who fired, wounding 2 officers. He was acting in self-defense on what he thought was a home invasion.
Hey, I got my gun ready. I didn't realize the Winslow was fixed.
Oh.
There you go.
That's a big gun.
There you go. Okay.
All right. Yeah. So he was.
That's a cannon.
Just protecting his castle.
Yes. All right. They were at the wrong place.
Threw in some bottle rockets too, just to make it look good.
Yeah, I forgot where the numbers they were.
Yeah. It's a bottle rocket.
So, were they not in uniform?
That's a great question.
Well, no, if it's dark, search warrant. If it's dark, what are you going to do? There's only so much you can do, and they're executing a search warrant, just coming in or hanging out.
If you can defend your house, you've got to defend your house against cops, I guess, too.
Apparently.
If you're not guilty of anything, right.
If they're at the wrong house.
I need to know there are cops, right? Obviously.
No.
Okay.
As far as we know.
All right. This is for that emailer we had yesterday.
Maryland, my Maryland, she's not dead.
And Lincoln's an asshat.
Well known.
they like slavery in Maryland. That's why that last part's in there.
Well, so, that northern scum line.
That's right. Pea she burns. I still don't know where pea she burns comes from.
But
she had syphilis or something like that.
That's not what the war was about.
Yes, it was. It was exactly about that.
I read a little piece about the declining numbers of Civil War
veterans?
Reenactors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Civil War reenactors. Apparently that hobby is going by the wayside.
That's okay. Unless you're doing a movie or something like that, right?
Well, they still show up for the big Gettysburg.
Right? Oh, yeah, they do, yeah.
Still in the same numbers?
I don't know.
No, no.
It's a great question. I don't know.
Probably about two-thirds of the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
There tends to be more spectators than actual participants these days.
They're going to start reenacting Desert Storm in Phoenix in a couple years. that's the thing. It sounds stupid, right? Of course it is. Death and destruction. I understand there's history involved, but
why do they choose that one though? I don't understand.
Which one, Gettysburg?
Oh, Desert
Which
one? Storm.
No, the Civil War.
Because it was fought on our soil.
Because it was the only war fought on our soil.
Yeah, well, the Revolutionary War was too, but you know.
Yeah, nobody's going over to Omaha Beach and reenacting that.
No, they wouldn't like that.
The latest iPhones apparently are being released today. And you can go to the store and get them.
How much?
$1,000
bucks.
And more.
Oh, my goodness.
Not the point.
There's a lower price one that's around $800, I believe.
Yeah. But not the point.
It has a 40-inch screen.
Well, that's comparable to what the other ones have been.
Are you what's crazy about
that? $800.
They give you a special backpack.
What is $800 bucks, 30 years ago?
Look it up on
the calculator, because $800 bucks is... Oh, look up $1,000 bucks 30 years ago.
People got phone money.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Are there payments?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm lucky enough.
Yeah, you can. That's what really the way they'd prefer is that you put it on a payment plan.
Got it. All right.
Yeah. When I had to get my new one, I had to finally break down and put it on a payment plan.
Every time one of my daughters or my wife is eligible for a new phone,
they run in there.
You know what that means? Is the old phone is paid off. Because they break it into 24 payments.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at your bill sometime.
I've actually bought my kids their phones. They weren't $8,000 phones either, by the way.
I got tired of looking at equipment charges, and paying for a phone for 2 years. Yep. I said, if you want a goddamn phone,
buy one.
Then buy it. Buy it yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it on a bill and finance it like a car.
Exactly.
Right.
Ridiculous.
But a lot of people do have to.
Which is why I still have my 4.
Yeah, I know what mine is.
4.
Yeah. Mine's a 6, I think. Not the 6 plus.
I still got my payment.
$1,000 now in 1988 was about $460.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. You ask somebody for $460 in 1988, they don't have it. You know.
By the way, I didn't wake up in a crappy mood today. And Dr. Mina laid the heavy stuff on us,
I'm glad she called that.
I yelled at some guys, and they defied me, and then Craig changes the equinox on me. my whole world is crumbling apart.
God forbid you defend women, Todd.
Yeah.
And you're such a scumbag.
Don't want to pay $1,000 for a freaking phone.
Oh, you see it coming down the pike now? Who wants a new one?
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you like Bernie Kosar? How many phones are on your bill?
I think right now 5. Well, and then mine 6.
Jeez,
you got a little payment book.
This right here, $130.
Now 5.
Good for you,
well, that's a burner. That's a burner.
No, well, it's a prepaid phone.
That's his pimp phone right there.
You could get two smart TVs for the price of a smartphone.
That's true. Exactly. That's true. You walk
into have a TV.
Yeah. I walked into the...
I mean, two good size.
Yeah, the Sam's smart Club TVs. The other day. Smart TVs. Hey, buy one, get one free.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, you get a couple 50-inch TVs.
Sure.
You can get those for $500.
That is crazy. Yeah.
Those are getting cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why aren't phones?
Because there's always a new one.
It's demand.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's demand for TV. You're right. I guess
you don't buy a new
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't buy a new TV every year or 2 years.
It's a good thing. There's obviously more stuff in a phone than in a TV, electronics wise.
Right. And they make more advancements.
Six phones
in the phone.
I'm not saying you shouldn't help your kids out because my dad paid for a lot of crap for me through my 20s. So, but I get it. But when does one person drop off that phone list, the bill list?
Oh,
are you saying here? This is it.
Now when they get married,
yeah, they have babies.
When they get married, they're off the phone. Cut off.
Oh, that's real. Okay, good.
She's I dropped off our family plan just because I was tired of sharing data.
With the children.
I'm on my own now.
You're a data hog. You wanted it all to yourself.
No, I just wanted to be able to use my phone.
Yeah. Data hog. So they're out. Is there a story behind that, Craig? Todd's bitching.
Yeah. I didn't know people still did this. The story was about a guy who was waiting in line for several days.
Oh, Jesus. Why?
Because you got to have it first.
Several days, though.
You got to be first.
These people have jobs. You just
they're not
going to
run out.
No, they will.
Unbelievable.
They will.
Well, here was his issue.
Oh, yeah.
In bigger towns, they do, right?
The pre-order slots for these new iPhones filled up before he could get on the list, and so...
Son of a bitch!
He is currently without a phone.
Uh-oh.
Wants one of these, and so to make sure that he would get one physically, he got in front, he got first in line at the Apple store, wherever it is he was in Houston. And I guess today we'll finally get a telephone.
I don't get it, man. If I'm waiting in line, maybe I get anxious at a Target for one person in front of me.
One of his quotes was
I get anxious
that he expected more people to join him in line as the release date approached, and I can't imagine anyone really did.
No, Francis, I'm
but
not
what
coming.
Do I know?
Yeah, no. There's always an initial wave when the phone first comes out. And they run out of those real quick.
Yeah,
and then it's a couple weeks and they get some more in.
But there's YouTubers that have reviewed these phones already. Yeah, how'd they get them?
Maybe you're on a special list.
Yeah, you probably got to be on,
fishing off somebody right now
on a list to get them. And you know they know you're going to write nice things.
I hope
about
this guy turns his phone on and nobody gets a hold of him for 2 weeks.
Dude, he drops it and didn't buy the insurance.
Nobody got a hold of me. I don't know why I waited. I need a phone anyway.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.